So today's message is about running a race. I want to liken it to when I ran 2 half marathons back in college. I had never ran a half marathon before my junior year of college, but I told myself, what the heck, I gotta try something at least once. Well, see, the thing of the matter is, even though I didn't run it before I actually ran a half marathon without stopping, or jogged, however you want to call it, I practiced every day on getting my mile shorter and shorter and shorter. Now, someone who does half marathon training might say that that is not necessarily the path to getting to a successful half marathon. But you know what? Their path and my path are different. Every training program I saw told me to, you know, at least try once before I did the real thing. Well, sometimes it's how the bar prep programs are. They'll tell you to simulate an exam before you take the real exam. Now, if you have taken one before, you know, that's fine. But I have learned that in my bar prep studies, the simulated exams, though they're great, and you know, it's good to see it in real conditions at times like that, if that helps your brain, fine. But you know, the best help for your brain is to get the law, to understand it. And I have learned that practicing bit by bit is a lot more effective than doing a simulated exam just for the sake of doing it. Now, you can do those exams, but you have to understand that if you don't do very well, it's a complete and total confidence destroyer. So with me, I never had my confidence destroyed because I knew I could complete a mile. For you, that might be, you know, you can complete, you know, 2 or 3 essays a day or 1 essay a day and a bunch of multiple choice problems and an MPT a week. I don't know what your practice is, what your mile practice is, but you gotta run your race, you know? As long as you get what you need to get done that day and your time has gotten better each time, that's all that matters. Sometimes you just need to improve your timing. And then sometimes you just need to improve your knowledge of the law. Whatever it is, you need to run your race for that day. And so if you decide in your head, you know, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna get these bodies of law in my head, then get up and do that. And it'll be like you ran your mile that day to improve your time. And every time you run your mile, you'll be closer to the finish line for this bar exam. It's not about what the bar prep people tell you, what, you know, a bar tutor tells. It's about running your race. You know where you're deficient at. You know where you lack confidence. You know where you're not performing well just based off taking the test. So you have to do something that allows you to run your race. At some point, you have to starve your distractions. We've talked about that before. And then focus in on what you're deficient in. If you're not good at stating rules of law off the top of your head, maybe you need to go ahead and practice that. But at the end of the day, this is about running a race. A race to get your bar license. Okay? So what I'm suggesting is that you think about these last, what is it? It's February 4th now, so 23 days. Again, I said 23 days last night, but it's 23 days before you take the bar. There's no more time at this point to sit around here just running the race and just checking stuff off a list. Get to a point where you feel confident in your areas of understanding of that specific law. For secure transactions, you gotta know the law. It's hard sometimes, but you test that by trying. You test that by trying to write an essay and realizing you don't really know it off the top of your head. You know, that's the stuff that really helps you understand how to run your race. Just practicing and realizing when you don't know something and practicing with the possibility of failure. So I'm just going to tell you to run your race and know that your mile and my mile might be different, but we'll both get to the finish line with the right amount of confidence, determination, and knowledge that it's our race. No one else's. Thank you for listening. Run your race.